Speaking of wind, I'll stop talking now.
I'm not sure how this is going to go.
No, I said, speaking of wind, I'll stop talking now. And I'll hand the keys to the car over to two of my favorite people. Very happy that we get to our positive points on aging. We are welcoming back our good friends, Marcia and Karen, from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And the positive points on aging, something we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. And I really find it to be one of our most popular and certainly one of our most informative and necessary segments that we do for our caregivers and our care receivers. And today is not an easy thing to talk about today, because we've been talking a lot the last couple weeks. I wasn't here with you last week, Karen, but I know you and Brian talked some about dementia and things like that. And we have been talking a lot about dementia, but what about it when you get the diagnosis and people in the family and the caregivers and the one who's been diagnosed dealing with denial? Yes, that's a scary, scary thing.
It's not just a river.
Yeah, that's what we were saying before the break, actually. No, I made the same stupid joke before the break. So
yeah,
you're in good company.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about this, because I'm sure you guys have seen it all over the place when a diagnosis comes down and there's just disbelief and how is that possible and why me and all of those things. Let's talk about it.
Well, I love this subject because it gets Karen really animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't take much.
It doesn't take a lot.
Yeah.
No, I got to tell you, this is one of the most frustrating things. It's already bad enough when you have a loved one that's been diagnosed.
Sure.
And you're wondering, you know, should I tell them? Is the doctor going to tell them? How are we going to deal with this? The worst part of this whole scenario is when the caregiver is in denial. And they cannot accept that this is something that's going to be changing their lifestyle, and they're going to have to cope. And when we sit there many times, at least once a week, I would think.
Oh, at least.
And we sit there and we talk to the family members, and we have to tape our mouths shut, because...
No, let's stop. Somebody tapes their mouth shut. Somebody else just jumps in and says, are you crazy? You have got to accept this.
Right.
You know, and it's very hard to... I know it's painful. However, by putting it off, you are causing so much more damage and a lot of problems in your life.
I would like to interject here. What people don't think about is can you imagine I'm the person that's just gotten a diagnosis of dementia.
Right.
And you're counting on your loved one to help you, and your loved one refuses to accept that diagnosis.
Right.
How are you supposed to cope?
So let me play this from the standpoint of little role play for a moment here, because you guys are on certainly seeing it way, way, way more than you want to see it. Is it, and forgive my ignorance on this, but I mean,
what we're here for.
Well, is it a case of so much of a punch to the gut that you just can't cope? Is that what it is? Or is it, in some cases, people being selfish and saying, no, I don't want to deal with that because I don't want to have to change my whole lifestyle? I mean, is it a little bit of both, or that? Or I mean, is it just my father, my mother, she's always been so brilliant. She's always been, you can't be serious. How can you do, is it all of that?
It's basically fear of the unknown. Not knowing what you can expect, because as Karen's been talking about dementia and what her favorite thing is, and it's true, if you've met one person with dementia, you've met only one person with dementia, because everybody's different.
Right.
So you
no one size fits all.
Nope.
You hear stories of, oh, my dad did this and my mother did this, and you're sitting there going, oh, my God, that's going to happen to me. So maybe if I don't accept it right now, maybe we can push it to the side.
I haven't even thought about the "that's going to happen to me" argument of, hey, if it happened to my parent, then I'm a candidate for it too.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so it's the fear of the unknown, because there's so much involved. And if people would be more proactive, and as soon as you get that diagnosis, you start putting a plan in place of what you need to take care of, then it's going to get a little bit easier. But this journey is not an easy one. And that's why we want to talk to caregivers today about denial and how it could be a detriment to everyone's lifestyle if you don't face
it. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. That's really, the diagnosis itself is extremely scary.
Yes.
But then not knowing your next step and how to deal with it is terrifying.
Absolutely. But again, it's terrifying for everyone involved. So don't don't be afraid to say to your loved one, okay, now we've got an illness here. It is a disease. That's what I've been preaching for the last 2 weeks.
Right.
It's a disease. So let's figure out what our plan is. Do we have power of attorney? Do we have health care power of attorney? Do we have our living wills? Is everything legal in place? Because if it's not, it gets a whole lot harder to do when you have a diagnosis of dementia. People have to be competent in order to sign those papers.
Sure, sure.
So you need to make sure you have those things in place. You also need to look at medications. There are medications, while they haven't changed a whole lot in 20 years, there are some that will help you if you have dementia. Mm-hmm. So you need to look at that. But let's talk about the signs of dementia. I mean, jump in here, Marcia, because you know the signs of them as well as I do. We see it quite frequently. You know, dementia has different symbol or different diagnosis. So what are some of the signs of denial of dementia when you're looking at that?
Well, first of all, you're going to try to rationalize why they're behaving the way they're doing, that you don't really believe they have that diagnosis. Let me tell you what a lot of people will say. Mother is so devious, or mother is just mischievous, or mother's just doing something to tick me off.
Your mother doesn't want to be that person, trust me.
Yeah.
You know, or dad's gotten lost before. You know, he's been doing that for years. You know, he gets turned around, and you're like, how many years are we talking?
Right.
And so you try to rationalize. And then let's say if they're acting out of sorts. Well, the first thing we always do, it's a UTI, you know? It could be. But it couldn't be also. It could be an actual symptom that you're going toward the behavior issue.
Help me on this, because I've dealt with UTIs with mom before, and also back when I had cousin Bobby before he passed. And it's a lot more sudden than dementia. I mean, obviously dementia is something that is an onset. You know, you see signs, and then it worsens, and whatever. Thank you. That's the word I didn't use that I should have. But UTI can go from 0 to 60 pretty quickly, can it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm just saying this for people that might be in denial or might not know what they're looking for. If it's happening overnight, then maybe it is something. But if you're not around mom or dad that often, and all of a sudden you come to visit for Thanksgiving, and then you start seeing things, this might have been going on for quite some time leading up to this. That's not 0 to 60.
True, but also it could be a sign of them not taking their medications. You know,
or not eating properly.
Or not, you know, there's something going on. There's a trigger part.
Right, not hydrating, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Again, I think the theme here that you guys have said week after week after week after week is having a plan in place.
Right.
Got to.
Knowing it, but also you cannot ignore the signs of dementia. You cannot ignore it. If you see something, then you need to address it.
You would not ignore the signs of cancer. So it's, again, I keep harping on this, it's a disease, and we have to start treating it like a disease. They're not crazy just because they have been given a diagnosis of dementia. That, and you hear that all the time. Oh, well, my mom's just crazy. No, she's not. She has a disease that needs help.
Right.
And we're going to talk about some steps of how to put together this plan, but we want to first acknowledge that there are some signs of dementia, what caregivers go through, such as not adapting to what the changes are going to be in your lifestyle. What's the biggest thing, Karen?
Cost,
yeah. How much is this going to cost us to bring somebody in the home?
Right. Can we afford to do this?
Yeah, that type of thing. The other thing that you don't want to start, you know, some people are afraid to actually make an appointment with a neurologist because then they'll actually hear the diagnosis, and they kind of put that off for a while too. They kind of like, well, let's just see how this goes for a while. And
so are you saying it's the caregiver that's not making the appointment or the actual patient?
The caregiver. Yeah.
I mean, if you suspect something's wrong with someone you love and you don't act on it, it's kind of selfish to me. I mean, that person's counting on you.
Yeah, but fear does a lot of things.
Yeah, it's true. It might not be maliciously selfish, but it's still selfish, because I would think the sooner I get this diagnosis, the sooner I get this thing to where I can start treating it and maybe slowing it down or at least improving quality of life. I mean, wow.
Okay, fear does a lot of things.
Yeah. Going back to the fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Hold tight. We'll come right back.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and toy maker Hasbro both are reporting earnings. J&J's profit top forecast, though its revenue number was disappointing, it's raising the dividend it pays shareholders, but it's also lowering expectations for this year. Hasbro's quarter was weaker than a year ago. The toy company says it was hurt by the strong dollar and supply chain issues. Insurance giant Travelers is reporting a stronger than expected quarter. Plug Power shares are rallying. The company has a deal with Walmart to supply liquid green hydrogen to power Walmart trucks at distribution and fulfillment centers. And Amazon employees at a facility in Bayonne, New Jersey, have decided to hold a unionizing election. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
After 9/11, Ben Harrow couldn't wait to enlist in the Army. But in Afghanistan, Ben stepped on an IED while leading an anti-terrorism mission. Ben survived, but lost both of his legs above the knee, two fingers, and sustained injuries to his right forearm. Ben now lives in a smart home from the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which gave him back his independence despite his severe physical challenges. Help heroes like Ben. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.com.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road, 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
Dave Ramsey here. Do you want your money to work for you rather than you working for your money? Go see my friends at Palmetto Citizens Federal Credit Union. They're not a mega bank and have been serving the Midlands since 1936, offering good old-fashioned customer service and free services. They'll look out for your financial well-being. With 14 locations, check them out today at palmettocitizens.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you applied for jobs online and never even gotten a response? Would it be nice to apply face-to-face and get interviewed on the spot? The City of Columbia Career Fair is Tuesday, April 26th from 10:30 to 6 p.m. at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. These are good jobs with excellent perks, including flexible schedules, competitive health benefits, room for advancement, and the chance to have a career, not just a job. Learn more at columbiasc.gov and click on job opportunities. The Columbia Career Fair, April 26th at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can pre-pack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
A first impression for potential customers can mean everything in business. Hi, Fran Halloran here. Have you thought about taking a trip to Columbia Flag and Sign for a flagpole to proudly display Old Glory in front of your business? Think about how that first impression would impact your customers yours and then your business. Columbia Flag and Sign has flagpoles for you from 10 feet to 200 feet high. This might actually be the perfect time to show some American patriotism as well. Not from online or a big box store, but from a local company here for 38 years and with flagpoles made here in the good old USA. Columbia Flag and Sign can install it for you, and they offer service on existing flagpoles. They have every flag imaginable, from patriotic to Carolina, Clemson, and so much more. Support local and support American made. Visit Columbia Flag and Sign at 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com. That's 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com and tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Collisions got about at Broadwood at 4th View Circle and also stall motorist 126 inbound at Greystone. Longtown at Clemson Road, the stall motorist. Slow at I-20 East at 6, I-20 West at 277. Rolling Meadows at Charleston Highway with a wreck and 77 South at Fowler Road with a wreck. 176 at I-26 with a wreck. Boyd Ellie's Party Store, phone 738-BEER. Beer, wines, and liquors. Boyd Ellie's Party Store, Forest Drive behind Zesto's. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Along with Brian Leonard, I'm Kevin Cohen. And, of course, in studio with us, our dear, dear friends from over at Oakleaf Village. I'm talking about Marsha Clayman Garrett and also Karen Pickard. And we are doing our positive points on aging, something we do each and every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and we love this segment on the program each week. We've been focusing this morning on the denial that comes along with the diagnosis when someone you love is diagnosed with dementia, and we've talked about everything from the signs of denial, the rationalizing of the behaviors, the ignoring the signs, and not adapting to the lifestyle that you are faced. And you mentioned, Karen and Marsha, you both mentioned the cost involved.
Yes.
I hadn't even considered that aspect, but obviously, again, if you've got someone and that if you're a senior yourself and you're taking care of your spouse, the chances of you having the ability, the energy to be a full-time caregiver with some of the things that it's going to take, you're almost going to have to bring someone in to help you with that. That's a pretty scary thing also. So I know that you guys got some lists of things
yes.
to share with us. So let me just kind of stop talking and hear. Well, I mean, I'm so fascinated by this, but I'm also, it's really eye-opening in a challenging way.
In a challenging way. That's absolutely correct. I want to talk about the six signs of, or the six dangers of denial for caregivers.
Sure.
Because you don't think about it being a dangerous situation, but it can be. One of the most important things, there are special moments that you will have with your loved one who has dementia,
mm-hmm.
and you will lose the chance of making those special moments. Number two, ignoring the opportunity to becoming an advocate for your loved one. You have to be that person that's going to stand up and say, yes, my mother has dementia, but she's okay, and this is what we're going to do. Number three, delay getting legal papers in order. That was probably the first thing I started with. You've got to get that done. Four, it creates more family conflict. If you ignore what's going on and your children are trying to help you, it just can become a nasty, nasty battle down the road. Everybody has to get a grip on what's really going on. You can also lose finances and the financial resources because sometimes you make impulsive decisions. Sometimes you're forced to make decisions quickly when you didn't have a plan in place, and then you're stuck, or you might have to stop work for a while. There's all kinds of things. And just the increased stress for caregiving until the person passes away before the loved one. There's so much stress involved in all of this. So many things that you have to think about, and you're thinking for two now. It's not just you. You're thinking for the person who can no longer think for themselves.
And when you don't put a plan in place, which we do want to talk about some solutions, I want to tell you quickly what some of the things that can happen if you keep procrastinating. your loved one could start wandering, could get lost. You could have some issues ending up in the emergency room more than you want to be. They could actually harm themselves because you haven't put together modifications in their home, having proper safety equipment. They could suffer for poor nourishment because you're not checking on them, because you think they're eating and they're not. God help us when people tell me that their father is still driving and you're looking at him shaking your head going, are you kidding me? That you're allowing your father to drive in that condition.
You know, before you keep going on your list, I will tell you that we could do a whole show
when
it's time to take the keys away and things like that. And we probably need to focus on something like that, because I really do believe that is one of the hardest things for loved ones to have to do to someone, especially if it's either a patriarch or a matriarch of a family, because it's a dignity issue. But my goodness, think of the alternative to that. You don't take the keys away, and then something tragic happens where dad or someone hits a child on a bike, or it's beyond the word. You can't come up with the words of how bad it could be.
And you were talking about lawsuits earlier.
Yeah. Right.
Talk about losing your finances real quick.
Yeah, that's a quick way to have it happen. Yeah.
Yep.
Two more things would be like medication mistakes, and there's a seventh one. They're more susceptible to elder abuse, because if you're allowing them to be out and about and they're not really supervised in a proper way, protecting them, then yes, they will end up in some areas that could be of problems. Karen, I want you to talk about some solutions in our last few minutes, because we want to give everybody a positive.
We are supposed to be positive here, aren't we?
Well, we do call it that, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. Meet with your family members. Sit down and have a conversation with the people who are involved in your life, whether it's children or brothers and sisters. And then delegate to who's the financial person, who's the healthcare person, who's a more organized person. Those are really good things to give everybody a task so that everybody becomes engaged. It's not just you against them. It's everybody working together for a solution.
Sure.
Get an elder law attorney. There's some really great ones here in Columbia. You need to get an elder law attorney to get this paperwork taken care of. If you know that the paperwork's already done, start pulling it together. Take pictures of it. Know where it is. I love this one because I've had some people have problems with this one. Veterans forms, your VA forms, marriage certificates. Those are very difficult to find sometimes. Insurance papers, legal documents, investments, wills, that sort of thing.
You know, you just got to start putting a plan in order. I mean, you know, we talk about this a lot. And it's very important that you have a plan, because without a plan, you're planning to fail anyway. You're failing to plan, so you're going to plan to fail. And other things, like if you have a family member that says, you know what, I would want mother to live with us, well, are you going to modify the home so mom can live with you? Because what if you only have a two-story home and the bedrooms are all upstairs? Mom can't handle that, okay? Bathrooms have to be modified. You have to think about futures with wheelchairs. Are the doorways wide enough? You have to think about those kind of plans. And the last thing is that if you just feel so overwhelmed and you don't know who to turn to, give us a call and we'll get you in touch with a geriatric care manager that can facilitate this as a family meeting and get it all together for you so that you have a plan.
That was what stood out to me is, once this happens and you've gotten this diagnosis, the first thing I would think about is, okay, listen, I'm going to stay in my lane. I need people that do this every day and understand this every day to be the experts and to coach me up, because this is no time for ego. This is a time to let people who have been through this, folks like yourselves, to help folks like me who have never been through this and don't know what I'm doing. And if I really love the person that I care for, then I want to get the best help possible for her or for him or whomever it is. So support groups, you guys have talked about all kinds of support groups that are available, things like that. But the first thing you need to do is get in touch with somebody that could be a resource to steer you into all the other resources you'll need.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the best way to get in touch with you?
803-808-3477 or
oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Ladies, this is a really important segment. I'm real glad we did this. There's so much more we could talk about with this, but I really appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys have a great week. Listen, want to remind you, big afternoon drive coming up. Congressman Ralph Norman joins us a little bit later on today. For Brian, for Marsha, for Karen, I'm Kev. Have a safe day. Thanks for listening.
Mornings with Kev. WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.